Welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast for Friday evening, August 7th, 2026. Real stories, AI voices, full articles at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's get into it.
Bell-sponsored robotics team 122 wins first blue banner in 8 years. Bell Orthodontics celebrates FRC team 122's first blue banner win in 8 years. The NASA Knights, sponsored by Bell, clinched the title at the Chesapeake VA District event with their robot Moon Knight. Dr. Yugal Bell commends the team for their accomplishments and looks forward to promoting their upcoming summer camps and Rumble 11 event.
Wrap Technologies, WRAP, launches Wrap TACTICLM, completing Wrap Shield Training Foundation. Wrap Technologies launches Wrap TACTICLM, completing the training foundation for its Wrap Shield TM response architecture. The platform offers digital learning, certification management, virtual reality training, compliance reporting, and mobile learning to support non-lethal response technologies like BolaWrap R150. This launch follows the ATF's classification of BolaWrap 150 as a restraint tool, expanding procurement opportunities. Wrap Tactics aims to generate recurring revenue through certification, updates, and expansion into various markets.
Network news breaks. Regentis Biomaterials Limited, NYSE, American, RGNT, moves Gelrin-C closer to regulatory and commercial milestones. Regentis Biomaterials is pushing forward with its Gelrin-C hydrogel-based cartilage regeneration technology, aiming for key clinical, regulatory, and commercial milestones. The off-the-shelf, cell-free implant offers a streamlined single-step procedure for cartilage regeneration, eliminating the need for cell harvesting and lab processing. Regentis is actively enrolling in its U.S. South clinical study, gearing up for a potential FDA pre-market approval submission, expanding in Europe post-CE mark approval, and optimizing manufacturing for scalability and consistency.
Greenland Mines GRML launches biggest Skagard field season yet as critical minerals take center stage. Greenland Mines launches its 2026 field season at the Skagard project, aiming to advance critical minerals like palladium and platinum. With an 80% interest in the project, the company sets sail from Reykjavik with drill rigs and a team of experts. This move marks a significant step in developing one of the world's largest undeveloped palladium, gold, and platinum deposits. Mission IR news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited is advancing a two-pronged approach to neurological health. The company's investigational multiple sclerosis therapy, Lucid MS, targets PAD2 to protect and potentially restore the myelin sheath. Additionally, Quantum Biopharma's proprietary dietary supplement, UnBuzzD, aims to support alcohol metabolism and reduce intoxication effects. The company has submitted an IND application for a phase 2 trial and is collaborating with Massachusetts General Hospital for imaging support.
Mission IR news breaks. Quantum Biopharma Limited is advancing a two-pronged approach to neurological health. The company is developing Lucid MS, a therapy targeting PAD2 enzyme to protect and restore myelin sheath in multiple sclerosis. Additionally, Quantum Biopharma's UnBuzzD supplement aims to support alcohol metabolism. The company submitted an IND application for a phase 2 trial and is collaborating with Massachusetts General Hospital for imaging support.
Biomed news breaks. Veraxa Biotech AG builds strategic position in antibody therapeutics market. Veraxa Biotech is making waves in the antibody therapeutics market with its development of next-generation antibody therapeutics, including ADCs and TCEs. Recent transactions highlight the attractiveness of its differentiated antibody engineering platforms, drawing significant financial commitments. Varoxa's BiTAC platform supports a promising pipeline of bispecific ADCs, TCEs, and engineered antibody formats, setting the stage for potential partnerships, licensing agreements, and asset-level transactions.
Climate Door acquires Standard Demand Partners, expanding into the United States. Climate Door has acquired Standard Demand Partners, a New York capital advisory firm, marking its expansion into the United States. This move solidifies Climate Door's transition into a global firm supporting energy, agriculture, and resource companies across six continents. The merger combines Climate Door's focus on commercialization with Standard Demand Partners' expertise in project finance and institutional capital, offering clients a comprehensive end-to-end solution.
Wrap Technologies, Inc. positions non-lethal innovation at the center of public safety reform. Wrap Technologies, Inc. positions its non-lethal response TEM platform as a key player in public safety reform, emphasizing the need for integrated systems over standalone products. The company's innovative approach combines remote restraint, training, and evidence management to address the evolving needs of law enforcement. This shift reflects a growing trend in the industry towards connected ecosystems. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Brownfield gold projects could hold an edge in today's permitting environment. Brownfield gold projects, like the Santa Fe mine operated by Lahontan Gold Corp., could have an advantage in today's permitting environment. With a potential restart in 2027, leveraging existing infrastructure reduces capital requirements and execution risk. Groundwater drilling didn't hit the water table, a permitting advantage. An updated mineral resource estimate and revised PEA are expected by August, building on previous studies outlining significant NPV and IRR.
The influence of papers and workloads and maintenance financials as a protest. In contrast, BP Glass Garage Doors offers architectural frame alternatives that prioritize structural integrity and aesthetic appeal, backed by a factory direct warranty.
Turnkey Building Solutions adds ADU construction to Utah County services. Turnkey Building Solutions has expanded its residential construction services in Utah County, now offering ADU construction across the Salt Lake to Provo corridor. Homeowners can access deck construction, sunroom additions, ADU builds, and remodeling services through a single contractor, reducing the need to hire multiple professionals for different project types. The company's inclusive approach caters to projects of all sizes, from small patio installations to large-scale home additions. Shell divests its European renewables assets to Total Energies. British oil and gas multinational Shell has sold all of its European renewable energy assets to Total Energies. The French energy firm will take over nearly 4 gigawatts of in-development and operational solar and onshore wind generation from Shell. Simultaneously, Total Energies has announced that it is divesting a 50% stake in a separate 1.2 gigawatts, $2.07 billion renewable portfolio to American investment firm KKR. With oil majors like Total Energies expanding their footprint in the renewable energy space to join the likes of GeoSolar Technologies, Inc., the energy transition could happen a lot faster than anticipated. SpaceX shares slump on plans for higher spending on AI. SpaceX shares took a hit, dropping 9% after Elon Musk announced plans to increase spending on AI during the company's first earnings report post-IPO. This news spooked investors concerned about rising AI expenses among tech giants like Meta Platforms, Inc. Other players may need to address investor worries to avoid similar outcomes.
Gold slips as dollar rallies and Fed outlook becomes cloudy. Gold prices slipped as the U.S. South dollar strengthened, impacting demand for the precious metal amidst geopolitical tensions. Trading near $4,037, spot gold faced pressure from robust U.S. South economic data and uncertainty over the Federal Reserve's policy direction. This may affect gold producers like Platinum Group Metals Limited as they navigate market conditions.
TCG veteran Kevin Stitt joins VT USA to lead Walmart and Publix push CPG veteran Kevin Stitt has been appointed as the U.S. executive at ET USA to drive the company's retail expansion at Walmart and Publix. With a background in major CPG brands, Stitt's focus will be on leveraging VT's 10-stage steam filtration cooking process and transparent packaging to differentiate the product on shelves. The company's Soma NC manufacturing hub aims for full production by February 2028, enhancing control over distribution and supply chain logistics.
A News Breaks, AZO AI Holdings, Inc., featured in AI Newswire editorial on AI compute infrastructure. AZO AI Holdings was recently featured in an AI Newswire editorial discussing the shortage of AI compute infrastructure and its impact on artificial intelligence adoption. The editorial highlights industry forecasts projecting $6.70 trillion in AI-related data center investment by 2030, and AZO's strategy to meet the growing demand for AI compute capacity. The company's agreement with Power Champion Investment Limited for NVIDIA ATM B300 GPU systems further solidifies its position in the AI infrastructure market.
Investor news breaks. Lantern Pharma schedules second quarter 2026 results webcast. Lantern Pharma has scheduled a webcast to discuss its second quarter 2026 operating and financial results on August 14, 2026, at 9 a.m. ET. President and CEO Panna Sharma, along with the management team, will review results for the quarter ended June 30, 2026, and provide updates on upcoming milestones, clinical trials, and developments involving the company's RADR and Open Medicine AI platforms. Rock breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. increases quarterly dividend 18%. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. has raised its quarterly dividend by 18%, with a third quarter 2026 cash dividend of $0.19 5 per common share. Shareholders of record as of August 20, 2026, will receive the dividend on or about September 3, 2026. Participants in a dividend reinvestment plan will get newly issued common shares at market price. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
Okay, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.